Here's your fair value brief for Friday, August 28, 2026. NVIDIA's record earnings hit a growing problem, copper. At $478 per ton, prices are exposing AI's physical limits. Meanwhile, Salesforce's 22.6% jump lifted the entire software sector. And Jackson Hole kicks off today. Fed Chair Warsh speaks at 10 a.m. Eastern. Markets expect a December rate cut, but a hawkish shift could push those bets into 2027. Now, to the big story. Copper shortages could slow AI's expansion. NVIDIA's stock jumped 8.7% after reporting $96.2 billion in revenue, up 106% from last year, and guiding to $108 billion next quarter. But the bigger issue isn't the earnings beat. It's copper. Each new AI data center needs about 200 tons of copper per megawatt. With global AI expansion adding 5 gigawatts of capacity this year, demand will eat up 1 million tons of copper. That's 5% of the world's annual production. Meanwhile, copper inventories on the London Metal Exchange have dropped to 200,000 tons, down 30% from 2025. Spot prices? $478 per ton. Here's the problem. NVIDIA's 70% projected revenue growth assumes unlimited data center expansion. But copper supply only grows 2.5% a year. TSMC's Arizona chip plant and OpenAI's custom jalapeno processor are already facing copper-related delays. If prices stay above $450 per ton, data center construction could slow, capping semiconductor revenue growth at 30 to 40%, not the 70% markets expect. Why this matters for your investments? Tech stocks like NVIDIA, Microsoft, Alphabet, and Meta are priced for growth copper may not support. If AI spending slows, the Fed could rethink rate cuts. Copper producers like Freeport-McMoRan and Southern Copper become a direct play on AI's supply challenges. Watch inventories. If they drop below 180,000 tons, we're in a deeper shortage. And if AI growth cools, treasuries and the dollar could rise. The 10-year yield, now at 4.66%, has room to fall. Markets cheered NVIDIA's results. Copper markets are flashing a warning. Now here's what moved today. Tech led Thursday's rally. The NASDAQ climbed 1.57%. The S&P 500 rose 0.72%. All thanks to NVIDIA's earnings and Salesforce's 22.6% surge. The tech ETF XLK jumped 3.2%, with Adobe up 5.7% and ServiceNow up 10%. But commodities told a different story. Copper rose 2.3% to $6.74 per pound, up 6.6% this month, reflecting AI demand outpacing supply. Jackson Hole begins today, and Fed Chair Warsh's speech at 10 a.m. Eastern could decide whether this rally lasts. Right now, markets are betting on a December rate cut, but hawkish comments could delay it. The dollar ticked up to 99.21, and the VIX rose to 14.49. Traders are hedging their bets. Safe havens gained too. Silver jumped 2.7% to $71.32 per ounce. Gold rose 1.1% to $4,658. Oil pulled back, though. Brent crude fell 1.7% to $88.20 per barrel, despite Russia's overnight strikes on 9 Ukrainian cities. Crypto slipped as well. Bitcoin dropped 1.2% to $79,293. Ethereum fell 0.8% to $2,490. The key question now, can tech's momentum hold if copper constraints limit AI growth? And will Warsh's tone at Jackson Hole accelerate or disrupt this rally? Looking at the big picture, markets split yesterday. Stocks rose. The NASDAQ led with a 1.57% gain. The S&P added 0.72, and the Dow inched up 0.2. But bonds signaled caution. The 10-year yield fell to 4.66%. The 2-year dropped to 4.19, flattening the curve even more. With Warsh speaking at 10 this morning, traders are bracing for a shift. Commodities sent mixed signals. Copper and silver rallied. Copper up 2.3% to $6.74 per pound. Silver up 2.7% to $71.32 on AI demand and safe haven flows. Gold climbed 1.1% to $4,658 as investors hedged Fed uncertainty. But oil retreated. Brent crude lost 1.7% to $88.20 WTI slipped 0.4% to $83.19, even with geopolitical tensions flaring. Three key risks ahead. First, Jackson Hole, Warsh's speech at 10 a.m. Eastern. Second, copper inventories. If they fall below 180,000 tons, AI's physical limits become impossible to ignore. And third, oil's geopolitical premium. Further escalation in Ukraine or the Middle East could reverse yesterday's decline. Now, around the world, geopolitics and economics are colliding, with real market consequences. Russia's overnight strikes on 9 Ukrainian cities didn't just escalate the war, they disrupted Russia's own oil refining. Since March, Ukrainian drones have taken out 20 to 40% of Russia's refining capacity, creating fuel shortages in 6 regions. Now, Russia's importing fuel from Turkey and India just to keep up. China's slowdown is reshaping commodity flows too. OPEC Plus's influence is fading as China's oil demand drops by 400 million barrels year over year. Wheat prices, meanwhile, hit 3-year highs on Black Sea export concerns. And the U.S.-Canada trade dispute just got weirder. The U.S. moved to rename Lake Ontario Lake America as part of a broader fight over fertilizer exports. On the energy transition front, uranium is nearing $89 per pound as nuclear power becomes critical for AI data centers. The U.S. Army is allocating $2.2 billion to microreactors. And the Department of Energy is funding 13 advanced nuclear projects. For your portfolio, keep an eye on 3 areas. Oil volatility may persist, but refined products face bigger risks if Russian outages continue. Canadian stocks, especially banks and fertilizers, are caught in the U.S. trade crossfire. And uranium ETFs like URA and NLR are benefiting from the nuclear energy push. Now, the companies in focus today. Salesforce's 22.6% jump lifted the entire software sector. CRM shares soared after reporting $11.3 billion in revenue, beating the $10.9 billion estimate, and earnings of $3.08 per share, well above the $2.36 forecast. Next quarter's guidance came in $1 billion higher than expected, signaling strong enterprise AI spending. Adobe, ServiceNow, and Oracle all rose in tandem, up 5.7%, 10%, and 2.1%, respectively. PayPal, though, had a rough day. Shares dropped 15% after takeover talks with Advent International and Stripe fell through. PayPal now trades at 2020 levels, pressured by Apple Pay and blockchain competition. Defense contractor L3Harris is reorganizing as missile demand grows. The company reshuffled its leadership, but the focus stays on its missile systems business. With global tensions rising, demand for advanced missiles is climbing. L3Harris has fallen 20% over the past year, but geopolitical risks could trigger a rebound. eBay announced it's banning all airbag sales after at least 10 fatalities tied to counterfeit components, a rare self-regulatory move for the platform. Italian insurer Assicurazioni Generali is eyeing a $10 billion bid for Banca Generali, a private bank controlled by Monte dei Paschi. A deal could speed up European banking consolidation. And the timber industry's collapse is hitting the rural South hard. The pulp and paper sector, once a staple of the regional economy, is shutting down mills and devastating small towns, even as AI-driven lumber demand surges elsewhere. From Washington, all eyes are on Jackson Hole. Fed Chair Kevin Warsh speaks at 10 a.m. Eastern, with markets pricing in a December rate cut. His tone could shift that timeline. Hawks are gaining ground. Kansas City Fed President Jeffrey Schmid called the current 3.5 to 3.75% benchmark rate insufficiently restrictive, calling inflation stubborn. Cleveland Fed's Beth Hammack urged action, saying, "Now is the time." July's PCE, the Fed's preferred inflation gauge, held at 3.7%, well above the 2% target. And at the last FOMC meeting, 3 of the 12 officials actually pushed for a quarter-point hike, instead of holding steady. So what could Warsh say today? If he leans hawkish, emphasizing inflation persistence, the 2-year yield could jump and tech stocks might pull back. If he stays neutral or dovish, keeping a data-dependent stance, December's cut remains likely. Trade tensions are flaring too. The U.S.-Canada dispute worsened after the U.S. ordered Lake Ontario renamed Lake America, part of a broader fight over fertilizer exports. Canadian banks reported record earnings, but the loonie weakened to 1.3853 against the dollar. Now, let's look under the hood at AI's growing problem, copper. NVIDIA's $59.69 billion in second quarter net income and 70% growth forecast depend on one big assumption, endless data center expansion. But copper, essential for AI chips and power grids, now trades at $478 per ton. Inventories on the London Metal Exchange, 200,000 tons, down 30% since 2025. Here's the math. Each new data center needs about 200 tons of copper per megawatt. Global AI demand is adding 5 gigawatts of capacity this year, requiring 1 million tons of copper. That's 5% of annual supply. But mine output only grows 2.5% a year. The numbers don't add up. We're already seeing the bottleneck. TSMC's Arizona chip plant? Delayed by copper shortages. OpenAI's new Jalapeno processor? Facing production slowdowns. Markets applauded NVIDIA's earnings, but copper is revealing a harsh truth. The capex-to-earnings pipeline is breaking. If prices stay above $450 per ton, data center growth slows, and semiconductor revenue growth could cap at 30 to 40%, half of what's expected now. The takeaway? AI's future is now a copper story, and copper is signaling the boom may stall. Watch two critical thresholds. If inventories drop below 180,000 tons, we've got a structural shortage. If prices rise above $500 per ton, AI capital spending slows meaningfully. Now, worth learning today, how to read earnings reports. When Salesforce surged 22.6% yesterday, for numbers drove the move. Revenue came in at $11.3 billion, $300 million above estimates. Earnings per share hit $3.08, crushing the $2.36 forecast. Operating margins expanded to 28%, up from 25%. And full-year guidance was raised by $1 billion. But the real story often comes from the earnings call. When NVIDIA's Jensen Huang downplayed copper shortages, investors relaxed, even though the data showed real risk. Why does this matter for you? If you're in index funds, earnings drive sector rotation. Tech is leading now, but weak guidance could shift momentum to defensives. For mortgages or savings, strong earnings could delay Fed cuts, keeping rates higher longer. And if your 401k is heavy on tech, it's directly tied to these reports. Remember, how companies make profits is what earnings show. And if profits weaken, stock prices often fall, while bond yields rise. Finally, here's what to watch this week. Today, Friday, Fed Chair Warsh speaks at 10 a.m. Eastern. A hawkish tone could delay December cut expectations. The preliminary benchmark payrolls revision comes at 10 a.m. too. Last adjustment was a drop of 911,000 jobs. Another big revision could unsettle the Fed. And the Jackson Hole Symposium runs all day. Any surprise comments from central bankers could move markets. Monday, China's PMIs overnight. Weak data pressures commodities. Tuesday, U.S. ISM manufacturing at 10 a.m. Eastern. A reading below 50 fuels recession concerns. Wednesday, the U.S. jobs report from ADP at 8:15 a.m. soft data revives December cut hopes. Thursday, U.S. initial jobless claims at 8:30 a.m. If they stay below 210,000, the labor market remains tight. That's it for today. Enjoy your weekend, and we'll see you Monday.